Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I have several things that I want to bring to you in the news that have been in the news, and I'm going to start out with the ridiculous, because, well, not that all of it isn't ridiculous, because I think it is, but this one's even more absurd. Now, you know, we have the gun-free zones, and we know that Chuck E. Cheese is a gun-free zone. They don't want any guns there. And, of course, they also have a lot of crime and attacks at Chuck E. Cheese, which I'm not sure why, but maybe because they're gun-free. I don't know. But it says, as if a known gun policies weren't already stupid enough. I'm getting this from, it's can't remember what news source it's from, Right Wings News. And this is Casey Fiano. And he says, or she says, it's Cassie, as if no gun policies weren't already stupid enough, a Chuck E. Cheese in Kentucky has just taken the cake when it comes to idiotic policies, because they have a no-gun policy. Staff thought it made perfect sense to refuse service to a police officer carrying his weapon. Kentucky Chuck E. Cheese, that's hard to say, appears to have taken the kid-friendly chains no guns policy a little too far. Well, it goes on in this article, and Chuck E. Cheese actually comes out themselves saying this was just a misunderstanding, that they do have a policy where they will accept armed officers while they're in uniform, but not when they're not in uniform, and not anyone else can have a weapon, even though concealed carry is legal in the state of Kentucky. It says here that our firearms policy does not apply to officers in uniform. We do have a no firearms policy for civilians and off-duty non-uniformed officers. But officers in uniform are always welcome to bring in their firearms. Well, what constitutes a uniform? The officer refused entry was wearing a marked police polo shirt. Now, the county sheriff in this area is a little upset with Chuck E. Cheese for what they've done, and he's come out and made a few statements. He says the polos are acceptable. And anyway, considering how Chuck E. Cheese is inexplicably seems to be a magnet for violence and fighting, they might want to think a little more about being grateful that a gun-toting police officer is there just in case something happens. And, of course, we know if they're there, it wards off some of the tomfoolery and violence that come along. It says, but then common sense isn't always that common amongst gun control advocates, so far as we are kidding anyway. You know, I'm sure that they had a young employee that thought that they were following the rules and got a little bit carried away with what is actually the policy. But you might think about that before you visit a Chuck E. Cheese in your area. I know the Chuck E. Cheese is in this area. They tend to, for some reason, this is supposed to be a kid's place, but for some reason they're like a magnet to the violence. I don't know why. Now, let's get back on to Planned Parenthood for just a little bit. There have been more horrible, horrific videos that have come out. And the Senate did take a vote, and I have in my hand exactly how all the senators voted. It says a Senate bill to strip the Planned Parenthood of its $500 million in federal funding fell short of the 60 votes needed to advance, gaining the support of 53 senators. Senator Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, voted no, which allows him to bring it back from a vote at a later time. Isn't that crazy? Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican from South Carolina, was absent for the procedural vote held on Monday night. Now, this was last week, so I missed out on this. And I have here who voted which way. Who voted which way? Well, the yeas were all Republican, with the exception of two that I see on this list. One is from Indiana, Donnelly, and one is Manchin from West Virginia. Now, the rest of them, and I don't see any Republicans that voted against it, except for Lindsey Graham, who didn't vote at all. Now, there is an independent who voted against it, and that's King from Maine. And I'm trying to look through here. And, oh, good old Senator Claire McCaskill voted against it. She believes in Planned Parenthood. She believes in abortion. And she doesn't believe in standing for Missourians, because I believe the majority of Missourians do not want this. They want Planned Parenthood shut down. Well, if you'd like to know how yours voted against, or voted for or against this, just give me a holler. I'll send this little list to you if you'd like to have it. But they're hoping to bring it back up again, but they're not very hopeful that they're going to get the votes. And, you know, they said this particular vote was symbolic, with some Republicans wanting to test the waters to see if they have enough support to link the measure to defund Planned Parenthood with a spending bill this September that's required to keep the government running. So doing so would require 41 votes. In order to continue funding Planned Parenthood, supportive lawmakers, the majority of the Democrats would need the backing of 60 senators. And given today's vote, which was 53-46 outcome, they now face a very uphill battle. In both sides, it says, if both sides fail to reach an agreement by October 1st, here it comes, the government faces another shutdown. To threaten government shutdown is absolutely reprehensible and abhorrent, says Senator Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat from Connecticut, during the debate. I put a big question mark, why? Paul, though, who is running for president, this is Rand Paul, for 2016, said a government shutdown would be on the Democrats and President Obama's back. If President Obama wants to shut down government because he doesn't get funds from Planned Parenthood, that would be President Obama's determination to shut down the government. In other words, if he gets upset that they passed to defund Planned Parenthood, he might shut it down. In the House of Representatives, the Republicans are divided on how to best address the recent Planned Parenthood scandal, with John Boehner, the Republican from Ohio, suggesting that Congress get its facts first before defunding the organization. Pro-life members like Representative Diane Black from Tennessee, she's a Republican, pressured House leadership to take up legislation this week that would place an immediate one-year moratorium on federal funding of Planned Parenthood until Congress completes its investigations. But members departed last week for their month-long summer break without taking any action. You know, what difference does it make if they shut down? They don't do anything anyway. They never get anything done. They just sit and argue, and then they put it on the docket for the next time. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'll take calls today, but keep it on topic. And we're going to talk about a little bit about a couple other things here, the Iran deal. I've got some good stuff from Alan West. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
All you a David. There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes. You are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HanbyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hanby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HanbyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HanbyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Returns, you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, we're going to have to hold these elected officials accountable by their vote, not their rhetoric. Because they'll say just about anything, and they'll turn things around with their words and why they did this and why they did that. But we need to hold them accountable to their voting. Now, Claire McCaskill of Missouri voted against defunding Planned Parenthood. And she has come out. Now, you remember, she was the first one to come out to support Hillary before Hillary had even acknowledged that she was going to run for 2016. And anything that happens in the Obama administration, she pretty much goes for. Well, she's also going to turn around. I guess Missouri just has to keep apologizing, although it's our fault that we keep electing her. But Senator McCaskill came out Thursday last week that she will support the Iran nuclear deal, saying it would be more dangerous to reject the agreement. And she has all kinds of jargon in here. She doesn't seem to care what the Missourians might think, so I think you need to be giving her a phone call. Flood her lines. I don't have that number in front of me. Flood her lines. You can get that pretty easily. And let her know. And if she's home right now, if they're headed home, give her a little talking to. Try to take care of that. We have Chris from Kentucky. Chris, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Beth. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind today, sir?
I heard about the news about it. I didn't hear anything about the Chuck E. Cheese situation. Do you know what county that was in?
Let me dig through back here. Let me see if I can figure out. Let's see. Edmondson?
Edmondson County, that's not too, that's near Lexington. That's not too far from where I live. I live in Jefferson County in Louisville.
Because it talks about the county sheriff there, that he was upset, and he's a county sheriff for Edmondson County. Sheriff Doyle?
Well, I don't blame him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because he was upset about what they did, and somebody on Facebook was just saying, well, what about undercover cops? Well, it says anybody plain clothes, they're not allowed to carry a gun, so I would assume undercover cops would be in that category. So, anyway, yeah, it's in Edmondson County. Okay. So, going back to where we were here, we're kind of jumping around now. McCaskill is going to support the Iran deal. So I would suggest, now, if you want her to support it, you let her know. But if you don't, you let her know that, too, because I know that everybody's not 100% on this. I'm against it, and I have some reasons, and I think they're fairly good ones, and maybe my sources are, you know, different than your sources, but I'm going by several different sources that tend to be on the conservative side. And Alan West is someone that I really and truly do enjoy reading and listening to. I think he's a man who loves his country. I think he's proved that with the service to his country. And but Senator Claire McCaskill is going to vote for it. And if you pay attention to what Claire does, she votes for whatever the Democrats want every single time. So let's see what Alan West has had to say here. I have a really good article from him in my hand here, and he's got six things you absolutely must, and he's got that in all caps, must know about the Iran deal. He says, this will be short and to the point, he's saying about his little article here. I heard President Obama say, you don't make agreements with allies, you make them with your enemies. He says, well, Mr. President, I must disagree. You crush your enemies, or at the very least, project an image of strength to deter their action. President Obama also stated during press conference at the Pentagon that we are engaged in the war of ideology. Yet he said you cannot defeat an ideology with bullets, only with better ideas. Well, a spy entering into an agreement with a country that sponsors terrorism and continues to spew hatred toward your people is not a better idea. In fact, and I'm going to change his language, it's a darn stupid one, he says. As reported from CNS News, he goes on in here to say, this is what the Ayatollah Khomeini from the Supreme Leader of Iran gave the speech on August just 17th, that's just last week, or just a little over a week ago, in which he said that the United States of America was the enemy and that Iran would confront the United States with all its power. This is with this agreement hanging out here. We will not allow the Americans to have economic or political influence in our country, nor will we allow them to have political presence and cultural influence in our country. We will confront them with all our power, which is thankfully great in the present time. Here are some key excerpts, he says, from the Ayatollah speech as posted in English. First, I will tell you that when we say the enemy, we do not refer to an imaginary or fictional creature. By enemy, we mean global arrogance and arrogant powers, and powers whose existence depends on dominating others, interfering in their affairs, and possessing their financial and vital resources. These are arrogant powers, in other words, the leader of global arrogance. And they're talking about the America. And I don't necessarily disagree with them. If we want to give an example of who this enemy is in the outside world, we would refer to the regime of the United States of America. This regime is the epitome of global arrogance. Of course, others are part of global arrogance as well, but the clearest and the most obvious example is the regime of the United States of America. It knows nothing about human morality. It is not ashamed of committing any crime of any nature. It covers these crimes, pressures, and violence acts behind its smiles and its good and beautiful words. The manifestation of global arrogance is this regime. Therefore, when we say the enemy, it means this. When they say the enemy, it means the United States of America. Now, with what he says here, have we not done this over there in the middle of the in the Middle East? Well, he says, well, doggone it. I'm just tickled to know we have a good idea how Iran feels about America. And nothing says I love you better than the Ayatollah Khomeini, like a joint comprehensive plan of action agreement, which is what they're calling this treaty, which is not really a treaty. It's been reported. He goes on here and says several things. But let's give his 6 points before we run out of time here. He says the difference between politicians and our men and women in uniform is that one that takes the oath of service to the Constitution, the embodiment of the American people, is willing to lay down his or her life to fulfill that oath to their country. And he's talking about, and just prior to this, in the sentence that I skipped over, he's talking about the representatives and the senators and coming to their agreement or whether they're going to sign or not sign this. He said, the others mumble the oath in empty words, and they are only willing to serve their own individual, special, or political interests, you know, such as Claire McCaskill. I recently wrote a piece, he says, for CNS News, which contained these 6 points against Obama's Iran deal. He says, I urge you to share them with your friends. He says your liberal friends, but I'm going to say with all your friends who still think it's a good deal. Number one, Iran is the number one state sponsor of Islamic terrorism and has not evidenced any desire to curtail their activities. In fact, given the Ayatollah comments, sounds to me like they want to ratchet it up. Don't they? Don't they sound that way? I mean, that was just the 17th of July, of August that he was saying these things. The JCPOA does not gradually relieve economic sanctions against Iran. It does so immediately to the tune of $115 billion in unfrozen assets released to the number one sponsor of Islamic terrorism. Number three, in year five, the JCPOA allows the UN ban on conventional weapons for Iran to expire, which means the number one state sponsor of Islamic terrorism can legally buy and sell arms. Iran, however, has already entered into talks with Russia and China to purchase new aerial refueling tankers and fighter jets. And the Chinese are seeking an exchange of the fighter jets for oil. And incidentally, he says, General Soleimani, who heads the Iran forces, a designated terrorist organization, violated an international travel ban by going to Russia to meet with their defense minister and Russian President Vladimir Putin. I'll have to give you 4, 5, and 6 when we come back from the break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. the Trifecta for $40, and the Trifecta Plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm going to go to the phone calls real quick, and then we're going to finish the 6 points that Alan West has given. We have Davey from New York. David, how are you today?
Fine, Beth. Your call screener asked me if I was on topic, and when you mentioned Claire McCaskill, it was two weeks ago. On one of the Sunday morning roundtables where it's all balanced questioning and whatnot. And she referred to what people are trying to do to Hillary Clinton right now as being on a witch hunt. Now, normally I would not agree with Claire McCaskill, but I really do agree with her because my mind went to a little girl named Dorothy with ruby slippers and a pail of water and how she became the hero of Munchkin Land. Now, to back up my point, have you ever seen Hillary take that cold water challenge for ALS?
No, we have not.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Ben.
All right, Dave, thank you. I wasn't sure where you were going with that. All right. Well, it might be a witch hunt. I don't know. It's definitely, you know, I've got another article sitting here that they were claiming that it is just, you know, ridiculous what they're doing with these emails. It's always something. They're just going after Hillary, and I'm thinking, yeah, with just cause. But we'll get to that later. We probably won't today, though. All right, we're on number four. These are the list of the six
things that Alan West says we need to absolutely know about the Iran deal. Number four, in year eight, the JCPOA, this agreement, lifts the UN weapons ban on ballistic missiles for Iran, a country where the leadership chants death to Israel and death to America. Number five, in year 10, Iran can return its centrifuges to full operational capability and enriched uranium. In the meantime, Iran has the authority to do its own inspections. Don't you just love that? Wouldn't you like to be your own boss? It's not worth it, trust me. On the original requirement of immediate no notification inspections has been replaced by a 24-day advance notification process. So they get to notify themselves 24 days ahead, and then they get to do their own inspections, I guess. Number six. Finally, in year 15, the number one state sponsor of Islamic terrorism is allowed to build new nuclear reactors. We're not stopping them, merely delaying. He says, I wholeheartedly invite anyone, to include President Obama himself, who supports this agreement, to join me for a debate. Something tells me no one will be taking me up on that challenge, which further demonstrates other major differences between someone who has served in uniform and a politician. Strength in moral conviction, courage, and competence. So maybe we should, in the state of Missouri, challenge old Claire McCaskill to go head-to-head with Alan West. Wouldn't that be... It'd really be kind of sad, because Claire McCaskill wouldn't stand a chance. Because her rhetoric over here was exactly that, her rhetoric. And, you know, I usually name my shows, and today's show is Judge the Elected by Their Votes, Not Their Words. Now, this goes for Republicans as well, because I had to look really close. I don't know how he's going to vote on the Iran thing. I would assume he's going to vote against it. But Roy Blunt, many times, he votes the same way as Claire McCaskill. So I really looked hard to make sure that he voted to defund Planned Parenthood, and he did. So I will give him the credit for that. But we need to defund them, and we need to get rid of them. We need to shut them down. Because, you know, when we read this, let's go back here and read this Ayatollah Khamenei's. And I don't like the man, don't get me wrong. But some of the things that he said about the crime that we do, that is a crime that we are committing against our own abortion. And what we're allowing these clinics to do, to deceive the women who are find themselves in a desperate situation and they don't know what to do, they go in there and they take advantage of them. They take advantage of their emotional state. That in and of itself is sick enough. But then what they do after that. And what they do after that. It shouldn't even be a question for these senators to defund them. At least, as the one said, at least defund them until we get the investigations done. But no, they weren't willing to stop that millions of dollars of payment. I'm trying to find out how much it is here. $500 million in federal funding to kill babies. And our senators, particularly the Democrat ones, are all for that. Claire McCaskill's 100% for that. Think about it. Well, going back to the Iran situation, I have an article in here that is of great interest to me. So now I'm not a real... I don't know everything, and you know that. I admit it wholeheartedly. I have lots of opinions, but I don't know everything. But this is coming from the Daily Signal, and it's That's part of the Heritage Foundation. And this is Natalie Johnson that's written this. But the title here says, Michigan could keep its Iran sanctions regardless of Washington's actions. So I wanted to share this article with you because I find it very interesting that the states, whether it'll make a difference in that action or not, will definitely make a statement. It says, as Congress spends its August recess deliberating the Iran deal, Michigan has introduced two resolutions this week urging U.S. legislators to oppose the accord. The State House is also moving to preserve its sanctions against Tehran, regardless of the agreement's fate. Certainly, there are several members of Congress, both in the House and the Senate, who are opposed to this deal. So I think it would reinforce or embolden their votes, when they see resolutions like this emanating from their state legislators. This is coming from Republican State Representative Tim Kelly, the author of the first resolution, and this is what he has said to the Daily Signal. Kelly's resolution details skepticisms of the accord and outlines Michigan's intention to continue to prohibit companies in the state from doing business with Iran. He said because the deal, listen to this, because the deal is not a U.S. treaty, Michigan is enabled under the 10th Amendment to continue its 2012 sanctions that divest state pension funds from businesses with ties to Tehran and block those companies from receiving government contracts. He says, here in Michigan, we view this as an awful deal for America. This resolution adds to the crescendo of the people opposed to this deal, Kelly said, pointing to recent polls finding the majority of Americans want Congress to reject the accord. Democratic State Representative Andy Shaw introduced the second resolution, which claims the current deal does not block a path to a nuclear weapon and urges Congress to press for a new agreement that will accomplish this goal. We're going into a break. You know, I love state sovereignty. We need to stand on that. We need more governors, more state legislatures that will stand on the principles of the people they represent right in their state. We need that in D.C. Well, we're not going to get it with people like Claire McCaskill or even with Roy Blunt. We need to make some changes, folks. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. And what I'm closing with today is this thought about what the states could actually do about some of the things that are going on, not just this Iran deal, but the Planned Parenthood deal. Can we not do something within our own states to stand for what is right? That's why it's so important to know and elect good local people. In your county, I mean, the county sheriff stood up for what happened there at that in Kentucky over what happened with the Chuck E. Cheese not allowing the officer in uniform to be served. It's important to have constitutional county sheriffs, county commissioners, your aldermen. Need to know your United States Constitution, and you need to know your state constitution. We fail that. Many of us fail that. Well, Michigan is taking a stand, and I'm kind of proud of them. So let's continue this just for a little bit here. Both resolutions contend the accord leaves Iran's nuclear infrastructure largely intact and argue its allowance for continued research and development on advanced centrifuges, machines that enrich uranium used in nuclear bombs, could spur an arms race in the Middle East. Now, this is coming from the folks in Michigan. They also address concerns of cheating, noting while the agreement places limits on Tehran's nuclear material and requires nuclear site inspections, Iran's history of deception challenges the international community's ability to ensure cooperation. Further, both resolutions note the estimated $150 billion in frozen assets that would be released under the accord, coupled with additional sanctions relief, would provide Tehran with more funding for military buildup and state sponsorship of terrorism. We need to focus on ways to support our allies in this region, and this deal only further alienates them from helping Iran grow stronger, creating fear and an arms race in one of the most volatile parts of the world. And this is coming from Kelly. Steve Busey, director of the Heritage Foundation's Allison Center for Foreign Policy Studies, said while the resolutions would not change Iran's behavior or the White House's trajectory, their passage would make a sharp stick in the eye to the Obama administration. Taking a stand and putting your foot down in your state. A resolution like this and the possibility of continued sanctions sends a very loud, clear public message to the White House and Washington, D.C. that what you've done, we don't consider it right, and we don't think our beliefs or our concerns have really been addressed. Therefore, we're going to oppose this. This is coming from Busey. That's what he's saying about these resolutions, these two resolutions coming from Michigan. Now, think about that. What if every state made a statement? Because, you know, I don't believe that they do care what you and I think. I don't think they care if they answer our concerns. You got to read it before you can pass it. You got to pass it before you can read it. That was what Pelosi said about Obamacare. And it's just been a mess. A lot of the things within this particular agreement as well have been secret. Things are starting to come out now. But what about the American citizens? Do we not have a voice? Do we not have any respect from our elected officials, whether it's in your county or your state or D.C., that they would just go with whatever party that they care to go with? Kelly agreed, pressure from across the country likely would not change President Obama's mind, but remained hopeful toward the impact of the resolutions. Any time that we can, from all corners of the country or globe, resonate and showcase what a bad deal this is, the better. And that's coming from Kelly there in Michigan. Any time we can, from all corners of the country or globe, resonate and showcase what a bad deal this is, that's for the better. Are you making your phone calls to your senators and your representatives? I don't know that if 50,000, 5,000 calls into Claire McCaskill's office would change her mind, but at least you will have done your part. Challenge her to read Alan West's 6 Things You Need to Know About This Agreement. Why are we making agreements of such shallowness for which we get nothing in return to country, to a nation who continues, even while this is being done, to chant death to America? Death to America. Death to America. If someone was outside your door yelling death to you or your loved ones, what would you do? Would you go out and sign an agreement with them? Or would you have them hauled off? Now, I'm not suggesting we go haul them off, but I'm suggesting we use a little more discretion with agreements that get written down. Be a little tougher. The sanctions were the only things keeping that brought them to the table anyway. Now they're going to remove that. What if the other 49 states, or even 26 of them, or 25 of them, would do what Michigan is doing? Remember when we were fighting some of the gun control how the resolutions and the nullifications were coming across these the states. Take a stand. Encourage those you've elected to take a stand. Whether they're Democrat, Republican, Independent, make them take a stand. At least get your say in. Do it kindly. Don't have to get nasty about it. How are we going to protect these United States? How are we going to protect our Bill of Rights? How are we going to protect our Constitution? How are we going to protect the future of this nation? Certainly not by killing babies. Certainly not by signing agreements with those chanting death to America. It's time, folks, that we come together. And I'm serious. We've got to come together and bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare can be a complicated puzzle. The wrong choice can cost you money, and you may be locked into the plan until the annual enrollment period. And the right choice may save you money and maximize your Medicare benefits all year long. Let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you find a Medicare plan that's right for your medical needs and budget. Call now to learn more. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. If you're now eligible for Medicare, call today to discuss your options. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.